Hi, welcome to GamerCast, episode 161.
This is GamerCast for the 21st of June of 2009.
I can't believe it's near the end of June. Time is moving on.
Good. What happens next month?
August.
July.
July. And you may be on the up and gone.
Yeah, I will be gone. That's my last day at work. And then it's whenever I get around to it after that.
Hell. So, we are going to have to actually do, try maybe a practice one.
Well, let's do a practice run on the 12th.
Which will be our first GamerCast after I go on holiday, because I go on holiday on the 30th.
Yep. Oh, speaking of your holiday, Killy Pants Mafia says that he will be in Turkey while you're in Cyprus. I sure hope Turkey doesn't invade.
I'm sorry. When you said that, all I envisioned is...
the turkey.
Like Joe, your friends, and I'm in Cyprus by a pool. He's got a turkey on his head going... I've had too much sugar.
He also goes on to talk about Battlefield.
Battlefield, classic.
Have you guys seen the latest Battlefield games coming out via DLC on PC? As a Battlefield 2 fan, I don't know how to feel about the cartoonish style.
Oh, is that cartoon one?
Yeah, it's like the cheapo ones, the free one.
I don't know.
Meh, whatever. Team Fortress did it alright. Battlefield, though, you know, tries to sort of, you know, be realistic, so meh.
Yeah.
But free, you can't really complain, can you?
Well, that's the thing. As long as it... You know, if you're going to change... At the end of the day, it's the textures. Textures and models to create a style. But as long as the environment doesn't change, the type of thing you're doing, the landscape, the things you're hiding behind, the buildings... The battlefield itself. That's what I liked about Battlefield, was the battlefields. That's what made the game so good. It wasn't being confined into a room with a few boxes to hide around close quarters. It was about these battlefields that you were moving around.
Battlefields!
Holding positions, and you...
Pew.
All of a sudden, pew. You were coming around a corner, and there was a sniper on a gunwalk moving across, and a Humvee coming right at you. And you're thinking, right, okay, blow up.
And you're thinking, oh, for God's sake, I'm trying to have a lazy day on the battlefield, and now some douchebag's coming towards me in a truck.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, your mate comes flying around the corner in a helicopter, and you're like, yeah, he saves, oh, he's just crashing into a building. Right, I'll go back and get the helicopter now, it's going to respawn. You know, it is. I do like it, and I think it's the cool thing about Battlefield is the fact that it was the elements that made it. And changing the models and changing the texture, I don't think are going to change anything as long as the rest of it is still there. But I'm sure there are people who are kind of like,
meh, don't like it, don't play it.
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty of Battlefields out there. I must admit, I'm still niffed about Battlefield 2142. I still like that game, and I'm just annoyed that it doesn't work properly.
Why doesn't it work properly?
I remember when every time I try it online, it just always kicks me off, and it's always very, meh.
Almost because you're a bad monkey.
Bad monkey. Not much standard.
Hang on, why did it kick you offline? What's the error message?
I don't know, it just boots me.
What, is it the cheat protection?
I don't know. It's
install the latest Punkbuster.
It was just annoying because it wasn't always running at good speed and it was always really laggy matches and just... It just became painful to play compared to... And it's really buggy as well.
Pain. Guess what I installed the other day? Tiberian Sun.
You're kidding.
Hell no. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't go back to the third one.
Oh, shit.
I haven't played that in ages, the third one.
Well, it came out at the same time as Supreme Commander, so it was sort of obliterated by that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got so far through. The only thing I liked about CNZ3 was the fact that you could pack up the base and move it, which I thought was quite a cool idea.
You've always been able to do that.
I've never played the
other ones.
No. I jumped onto Command & Conquer. I played a little bit of Red Alert 2 with a mate once. Didn't really know what I was doing.
Red Alert 2 is quite good, actually.
Then the first one I owned was Command & Conquer Generals. Because everyone in the flat had that, and we had it all. We bought ourselves a cheap hub and a load of RJ45s, and we networked all the PCs in the flat. And
you geeks!
Yeah, we would just play LAN matches.
My computer's already networked. We've got computers, it's obvious we're going to network them.
So,
no. So we can play games.
It was cool.
The games.
And then we stopped playing that because we got Dawn of War, so we just played Dawn of War all the time.
Let's play StarCraft.
StarCraft.
No, let's actually talk about games on demand.
Games on demand. Yeah, see, it was mentioned at E3. Well, it wasn't really mentioned at E3. It was a after E3 mention because they had so much to talk about with an Intel project and all the other stuff that's coming out. And it was kind of like bundled in with the whole Facebook stuff.
Facebook.
So basically,
what did I read about Facebook the other day? Oh, that was right. Ian likes to play Scrabble on Facebook. I just thought I'd put that in there.
I use it a bit more now by just nudging what I'm doing, but
I use it to follow Catherine's Twitter feed because I can't be bothered to go on Twitter.
I've never logged into Twitter. I have to log into Twitter.
Yeah,
at some
hang
point.
On a minute. Has Catherine started doing the thing yet? No, she hasn't.
I need to log into my Twitter and actually change my profile picture because I've not logged in since I started.
Since you've got a picture of a monkey.
Because I only access my Twitter feed from my iPhone. So.
I only access Facebook from my phone. I can't bother going to a website.
No. What was I going to say? Yes, games on demand. So, they've moving across their Xbox One games. Now, we weren't sure what was going to actually be happening to the Xbox One games, but they are being relabeled up as Games on Demand, which is pretty cool. So, it's the first step. Now, they've said that the initial launch of Games on Demand will be coming in mid-August. So,
mid-August.
That's going to be showing across a couple of Xbox 360 games like Lego Star Wars. I can't remember what else there was. There was something else as well. Can you just click on the second link?
No, I'm arranged by Tiberian Sun match.
Yeah, Crackdown, Assassin's Creed, Bioshock, Sonic the Hedgehog, Lego Star Wars, to name it just a few titles that they've said that will be on their service. One thing that is really interesting, which I'm really happy to say, is the fact that, as well as the fact that it goes live in August with 30 titles at launch, and which is not including the Xbox One games, which are all being put on there, but they're also saying that they're going to be trying to release some weekly, as well as the fact that you will not be using Microsoft points to buy them. They're actually moving away from the Micropoint system for this section.
Oh, you are fracking kidding me.
And you
so I've just bought 200 quid worth of Microsoft points and I can't fracking spend them.
Probably not in the games. but I'm not sure. You might be able to use a mixture of the both, but they're saying that for the first time you'll actually be able to just use a credit card to
buy the
games.
Well, that's good because it does actually give us some additional rights.
Yeah.
Like refunds, for example.
Yeah.
With points, because you're spending points, it's not
real money.
You've already
bought them. Yeah. It's like if you bought a time card for WoW, you know, no refund because you bought it, you've used it. You know, it's several transactions along, where this is a purchase of downloadable content, like as if you're using Steam or something. And they were saying that they could see this coming up to being in the future of...
Have they still got an option for using points? For those who have stocked up on points?
They haven't said anything as such. I imagine that it might be like an added feature at first, because obviously there are going to be people who are going to have points and will want to use them. So I imagine it's kind of like a mixture of the both. They're saying that they are going to try and push towards the idea of newer titles being able to come out like this on digital download on the Xbox, but because of certain...
Well, not all publishers will want to do it straight away.
Exactly. So they said that there would have to be a lot of negotiations to try and get any of the newer titles. But they said all of the older titles they're going to have no issues with, because it helps with the industry with the fight against pre-owned titles, which obviously the money for pre-owned doesn't come back into the industry, where it's not a pre-owned, but you're buying a game that is digital download, brand new, matching the price as a pre-owned game because it's old and out, but it's there, the money goes into the industry. The
publishers get the money.
Yes, exactly. So Xbox will get their cut because they're putting it on their system, but obviously a cut actually has to go to the people who publish it, because it's always being sold for the first time each time. Where when you buy a second-hand game, the people who are selling you the game are the only people who receive the money. So I think a lot of publishers are going to like this.
Give me the money. You owe me money, boy. Hand it over.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, look. Falco has probably said something by now. Yeah, he has. He says, dude, shut your curtains. Do it. Do it now. Ah, shut them.
No, block the light. Block the light.
We'll just point this at me instead, shall we? Look, you can see my door. Look, there's my work clothes there. There you go, Falco. Have a look at that. All right. See if we can squeeze.
It's a shame you didn't have space up there. You can just kind of nudge it up there.
Make space. Watch this.
Oh, put it by the mice.
And now it's looking down on us, and it's looking down on my head. You can see how bold I'm getting. Right there, we go. What the hell is all that? What's your stuff?
Yeah, it's my MacBook. I must admit, I'm quite interested of the whole...
It's obvious that this is the direction it's going to go.
Yeah.
We're not going to see this replace brick-and-mortar stores for the next 6 months. Maybe 6 years, but not 6 months.
But the fact that consoles are doing it, the fact that PlayStation have already had games that are now...
I don't like that up there. Let's put it back down here.
Games that are already... I don't think people want to see a close-up. That's disgusting.
There's only Falclore and Wisp. They can handle it.
The idea of having digital download on the Xbox is a good idea. I must admit, I've always been tempted. And I must admit, I got very tempted to get Fable 1 on Xbox One, even though I've already owned it once. And I just keep saying to myself, well, it's going to be disappointing. I'm going to be shocked on how crap Xbox One games are going to look in comparison to Xbox 360, because I've gotten so used to the graphics now. But the idea of being able to go buy an...
Here we go. Now we've gotten it. Let's just put it there.
An old Xbox 360 game, but not having to worry about the fact that it's going to be a bit tattered, it's going to be a bit worn out.
Yeah, now it's digital download. So now, if somebody nicks it, you can download it.
Again. And also the fact that it's on the hard drive, which means that you can just sit down, change the channel, grab a controller, push the button, and choose from one of those digital download games and play it. Where I have... Because I don't have many Xbox games at the moment. Well, I've got a few, but I've got a select... Like, at the moment, I'm playing Fallout 3, Street Fighter 4, and Guitar Hero World Tour. I've got all of those, plus Grand Theft Auto and Skate, all saved onto my hard drive so that they're not playing off the disc.
I know, it's really nice doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, but you still have to put the disc in.
But the drive noise...
It's all gone.
Goes away.
I must admit, I wish that they did have this thing where it's like, you know, if you borrowed your mate's game and installed it, you'd probably get away with playing it for 3 days before it would turn around and going random disc check. I prefer if they did a random disc check, but they're not going to do it. They just want you to put the disc in there. But the idea of having some Xbox 360 games which are on your hard drive and you can just play them without having to change the
disc.
That's
why I like arcade games, because it means I can sit down and not have to get up and find something to put in the drive.
And you can just play around, switch from game to game to game, and I think it's quite a good idea. So I must admit, this has got my attention a lot more than the Xbox One system downloads, to have, be able to go and buy some old content. And myself, I know that there's quite a few games out there I will buy because of the fact that I broke several Xboxes and then I got fed up. It was after Forza 2 where I got... Was it Forza 2?
Yeah, it was after Forza 2.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was before Forza 2. I had my new Xbox and then got Forza 2 when it came out. It was before Forza 2 and Halo 3. It was after. It was after Grand. Project Gotham 3 and Oblivion was out, and that's when my Xbox all got canned and stuff, and I ended up getting rid of everything, and I ended up getting a Wii instead. So from there up to when Halo 3 and Forza 3 kind of came on the scene, there were a lot of games that I missed out on. And because there's so many new games to get, I was kind of like, oh, I can't be asked to go back and try and get these. And I must admit, personally myself, I'm a little bit finicky when it comes to secondhand games. Now, my Fallout 3 is secondhand, but I made sure that I got a mint copy when I got it.
Yeah, I've only ever bought like one or two secondhand games. And I won't buy them, I have to, you know, make sure they're alright.
Yeah. So the idea of being able to
If they're even slightly skanky looking, I won't buy them.
And a lot of stores don't hold all the games new anyway. They'll only keep so much of old stock in. They'll just, whatever sells. But you can always find all the old games in pre-owned. So the idea of being able to go back and get all of that old content, but having it new, working, perfect, and not having to use your CD drive, I think it's pretty cool. I like it. So I must admit. And the idea of being able to use my card so I don't have to charge my card for Microsoft points to go buy a game and end up having to spend more because I didn't have enough Microsoft points. I always end up with a trailing amount of Microsoft points afterwards, which is cool. You just buy the game. So it's like the idea of when they first mentioned the Xbox 360 system, that you'd be able to, people would buy it and they wouldn't be gamers because they could buy stuff online, which was the idea of like the music and all of that stuff and watching videos and things. And I like the idea of now you'd have your Xbox 360 hooked up to your home cinema system and you can rent movies, buy movies, chat to people online, listen to music online, and buy video games online. I think it's quite...
And just think about how much bandwidth this will be using. ISPs will like have a field day with all these extra charges and stuff.
Yeah. But, I'm looking forward to it. I actually looked at a video on Xbox Live while I was looking at a few bits and bobs from E3 on the system. And I had another look at Forza 3. And I must admit, that looks really good. I'm going to have to go for the Forza 3 all over again. Though I won't be tempted by the idea of getting a steering wheel like I did last time, where I was thinking, steering wheel. I wonder if anyone ever did the Pro system on the Forza 2, where you could hook up multiple monitors with multiple Xbox 360s or multiple copies of Forza 2 to get that complete surround system.
I imagine some people did.
Yeah.
Some people with too much money.
Way too much money.
Let's talk a bit about the Digital Britain report and what it's meant for computer games in this country. Yeah?
Is that the thing that was on BBC?
That's the Peggy thing.
Oh, the Peggy thing. Yeah. I did see something on BBC where they were talking about video games. About
Video games are bad. No, children mustn't play them.
They were on about the people breaking into other people's accounts for the fact of trying to get hold of their real world account money and stuff like that.
Ooh. People are breaking into people's accounts. What else is new?
Yeah. Yeah, so BBFC is to be replaced.
Good.
So it says.
Well, essentially, what's his face? The dude. The culture man.
Culture man! With what's the power name? Of culture.
Brandon
Fraser.
I don't know what his name is. The bloke. He's the new bloke. Yeah, so this has actually been on the cards for quite a while now, since that stupid pop psychiatrist did her own shit report about what computer games should be like. Basically, she said that they should have BBFC rating on the front and then PEGI ratings on the back. And it was like, oh, can we just have one fracking rating system, please? So some people have said, look, we need it to be BBFC because they've done films, they know what they're doing, it's top down, we can control everything. But then the industry have their PEGI rating system they use in Europe, which is, you know, they do it themselves. And I thought, why not just use that? So that's what they're going to go ahead and do. Although they do want to make some changes to the PEGI system, like, because the symbols for violence and things like that in horror and are a bit, you know,
not
easy to grasp. So yeah. maybe they'd have text instead of actually having a picture of a spider.
Because that's the thing, it was the whole, you know, you could have your PEGI, but when you bought something like Doom 3,
The BBFC would rate a small selection of games themselves.
Yeah, so some of the really violent ones, it would have the 18 sticker, and parents knew straight away that their kids should not have it. And I think if they changed the PEGI system to show, this game is for adults, it's not for kids, because...
Well, that's why you have an 18-plus thing on it.
Yeah, so they need to be, you know, maybe update, because they know that they're probably going to have video games now that will not have the BBFC's 18 sticker in all for the world to see massive logo stuck on the front of this video game. They're going to have to do something to at least show parents, just as you're picking
well,
it up.
Well, no, once you've got one rating system, parents will get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's it's what just I mean, don't moment, confusing them.
Because at the moment, because there's so much confusion, they think, oh, it doesn't those, the round 15 or whatever, that's like what the rating is, and maybe this other rating I see on the other ones is like how difficult it is to play.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of BBFC, that other one,
yeah, it just will shows
remove a lot of the confusion.
If you leave it all to PEGI and allow PEGI to change and run with the system, I think it'll work out better. Because I remember so many parents getting confused by it working a game. Just the...
Baxters.
Having to explain what it all meant. Although I do remember having this kid who came in who would have nightmares from watching anything that was scary. And his mum, he was getting really depressed because he wanted a really good action game. And I was telling him about Spider-Man and then... His mum goes, oh no, he might get a bit scared with that. And he's like, oh no, maybe
scared
not.
Scared of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I tried really hard to find him a really good action game, but I was just thinking to myself, at this rate, I might as well just sell him Spyro.
I don't know, mate. A purple fucking dragon, that sounds pretty scary to me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so anyway, I think this is a good move. This will become legally enforceable like the BBFC is at the moment. So the Video Standards Council will have control of it. They'll have the ability to bar PEGI games rating on them, what the PEGI thing is. Baxter wants to know what this kid's age was.
Trying to think now. He must have been about 13, 14, I think. I think he did have...
And he's scared of Spider-Man.
Well, he wasn't sure what he would be scared of. Suffering from bad nightmares and stuff like that. You could tell that he...
Falco's laughing.
You could tell that he had some sort of disability or something.
He was a bit slow in the head.
Yeah. But he
wasn't quite all there.
He wasn't firing in all thrusters.
You could be slow, and then you can be slow and not with it.
Yeah, and I must admit, his mum was really nice. She was, you know, she knew that I was trying my hardest to try and find a game that was really cool and would really get into, yet wouldn't have anything that, you know, he'd be waking up in the middle
Bob
of the night.
Bob the Builder. Bob. Oh, wait, hang on a minute. That's pretty scary. This dude with a giant round head. On a... Let's talk about this new Xbox, which yep. Mr. Barmer opened his gob about.
Yeah, Mr. Barmer put his foot in it with Xbox, with announcing that there's going to be a new Xbox coming to us in 2010.
Hang on a minute, he said a new Xbox 360, didn't he?
I'm not sure. I think he said a new Xbox. I don't think he said Xbox 360. Let's have a look. He'd release a new Xbox 360 next year. Basically, he got his wires crossed. It was an article that was released at IGN with him in a conference in Chicago going on about the new Intel project and the fact that the whole new interface was going to be built into a hardware of a new system that will be released in 2010. Where GamesIndustry.biz were mentioning about this, saying that they spoke to people at Xbox who were confirming that he was not exactly running on the same page, and that they will not be releasing a new console specifically for this piece of hardware, because they are not yet to any position with the hardware to give any release date of when it will be coming out. Nor will they be looking into making a new Xbox 360 with new hardware built inside, because they are not even halfway through the lifespan of the Xbox 360.
Remodel.
So, from the looks of it, what we can take away from this is the fact that they're probably going to have maybe a new selectable Xbox 360. So at the moment we had what was the core edition, now known as the Arcade, the Premium, which got upgraded with some of the new bits and bobs, and then the Black Elite with the larger hard drive and the HDMI stuff, which has now come down into the Premium version. So what we're probably...
And the Arcade.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is probably either a one of those removed and a...
Well, there's a couple of things going on here. One, the Arcade's now are starting to get 512 meg of internal storage instead of 256. I mean, Balmer, all he said was a new Xbox 360. That can mean anything. A new SKU.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a premium SKU with Halo ODST in it. People read far too much into it, and him saying new Xbox means, oh, they're bringing out a new console.
With all the new interfaces. And so, it might be that they are hoping that maybe at the end of 2010, they will have a Xbox that will have the camera with it. So you can buy the camera yourself to upgrade your Xbox, but if you want to buy a new Xbox, you don't have to have the camera if you don't want it. If you want to save yourself the money and not have the camera, because that's the thing, it was always about the idea of different Xboxes that have been torn apart and have less stuff in it to make it cheaper. So you don't want to have a big whopping hard... You can't afford the one with a big whopping hard drive and this new camera interface. You just want to play Grand Theft Auto. That's all you want. You want an Xbox and play Grand Theft Auto. So you'd buy the Arcade version and it wouldn't come with a camera and you wouldn't have a big hard drive and you just have your memory card and you're happy. And then later on you're kind of like... You know, you get your hard drive and then you get your camera and stuff. So from the sounds of it, I wouldn't be surprised. It is just a new selectable type of Xbox where you're kind of like, I want the camera interface Xbox with a set certain hard drive and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, people read too much and that's all it's going to be in them.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're really super, super duper lucky, we might get a remodel of the Xbox 360 Lite.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 Slim, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do, and they should do that. Whether they will do it is another matter.
I honestly can't see Xbox changing their...
Change it. There's no confidence in the existing model.
But,
look, Balmer, we know it's going to cost you a couple of quid, but you can afford it. Spend the money now before your exchange business and the server business are destroyed.
So yeah, I must admit, I'm quite... You know, the idea of there being a new Xbox out. But...
I've got an Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox.
I don't think it's time for the hardware to jump up, because if the hardware
it's
jumps
not,
up...
And what would it jump it up to?
And
it would be
the games
an incremental
change.
Improvement.
The games would not change dramatically anyway. The games on Xbox 360 have got such an ability to slowly get better and better that I think we can see us being at a similar place like we were, I don't know, trying to think what was the long-standing. PlayStation was quite a long-standing. Xbox was quite around for quite some time.
Xbox was around about 2 minutes.
What else has been around for a long time? Mega Drive. Mega Drive was a good... When we got to Mega Drive and SNES, we were standing solid for quite some time until PlayStation came about, and Dreamcast, and Saturn. So, all of a sudden, we had these skip and a jump, and everything just kept new console, new console, new console, because the new technologies were coming out, and we were jumping skips and bounds. But I think now we've come to this plateau for now, where it's not about new graphics, new hardware, how much can we pump into it? We've got to a point where realism is getting really good. It's what you do with this technology, not add more in there. And then the technology of connectivity, it being part of home cinema, the services you can provide online. Everyone's got broadband. What can you do with that? Xbox Live.
Everyone doesn't have broadband. I know somebody on dial-up.
Really?
Yes.
My God, I thought the only people who use dial-up were people who couldn't be bothered about broadband and they pay for those little mobile dongles they stuff in their laptop because they only check their emails and they want to check them everywhere.
Nope, I know somebody on dial-up.
Ouch.
They're stuck in a previous century.
Oh dear.
Falclaw's still laughing about Spider-Man.
I did go through quite... Just to go back to Falclaw, I did go through quite a lot of games trying... Because he wanted a certain type of action-y game, but it was like what the bad guys were like, and I was explaining it, he would get more and more excited
Bob
about his game.
The Builder.
And then I would say something, and he'd be like, oh, no, not sure. But...
Just think, dude, it could be worse. You could be the one scared of Spider-Man. And then your favourite comic book hero you'd have to run away from.
I love Spider-Man. He rocks.
Spider-Man's obviously gay. Right, let's talk a bit about The Sims 3.
Yep.
What's this on here for?
I just got intrigued. We were talking about Sims 3 and I was mentioning about the fact that I would like, I wouldn't mind to play it. But to be honest, the only thing I know about Sims 3, apart from it looking better, that they've changed is the fact that there's no loading screens to walk to your neighbour or to go to the shop or something like that. And I was just kind of like, so what else is new? So I had a look and I found this Sims 3 preview video that went through and was going on about the different things, the fact that now...
That car, hold that road well too...
Yeah.
That's a bit... It looked like it was running on tracks.
It's more about the characters and less about the sim core, which has always been there, and what actually ended up being the thing that annoyed people. The fact that you had to constantly feed and water them like plants. Now, the whole they need to go to the toilet is still there, but they won't go to the toilet 25 times a day now. And it will not ruin the gameplay because you're having to juggle cleaning, washing them, and making sure they go to the toilet.
But surely that was the point of the game.
Yeah, but they try to make it a lot more realistic with the fact that they're running off, you know, how many times you go to the toilet a day. You know, you don't go constantly. It depends, to be honest, if you're going for a piss, it depends how much you're drinking. So I don't know if you make them drink more, they'll actually go to the toilet more. But they've got a better bladder. They're not always like, oh my God, I need to wee. And you don't have to wash them all the time. It's like you just get them in the shower in the morning and maybe a shower if you do exercise and before bed sort of thing. So it's opened it up a lot more to be able to just get on and do...
Ooh, actually get on and do, like, accomplish some sort of goal you set yourself. Like, I want to save some money so I can get a new telly.
Yeah. So the other thing that they changed, which was quite cool, is the way that you select what type of personality they are. Now you can really combine different elements.
Oh, no, don't ask him about that. No, you don't have to see.
I'll talk about that later. Yeah, it was the...
Great, thanks a lot, Wiz.
You can have one.
He's going to be talking about Transformers for half hour.
You can have them kind of like slightly insane, a bit clumsy, and you can have multiple different ones to create this.
Wow, The Sims! Yeah, it's virtual people. We get it.
Should I talk about Transformers now?
Talk about The Sims.
I must admit, I am intrigued.
If this game was like 10 quid...
Yeah. Now, fair enough, I saw it on Play... No, it was Games Online website for $29.99.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. Too much.
We don't... We're not going to play... I mean, we're not like 12-year-old girls who would play this game all the time.
Yeah.
We've got other things to do.
Part of me is tempted that it might be something that I might have running alongside WoW.
Yeah, and when or I'm playing... alongside... Football Manager, Empire, and WoW.
Yeah.
I've got to put this RAM to use somehow.
Yeah. So,
alright, talk about Transformers.
Yeah, I saw Transformers on Saturday, and It was absolutely awesome. I've already put on my Facebook.
It's just called Transformers 2, isn't it?
It's called Transformers. I think it's called Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen, or it's just
no,
called...
I'll just put Transformers 2.
Yeah.
Should I put spoilers on here?
No, I'm not going to mention anything to spoil it. Someone did Facebook something, and I was kind of like, "Oh, that's a spoiler." And I was like, "No, it's just a name of a Transformer who is in there, who I did not realize that he was in there." And they said what he transformed into. Unfortunately, no.
No.
But they did say would Grimlock be in number three, and they kind of like.
They need to have the Dinobots in it. That's the whole point of it, surely.
To be honest, I would not be happy if they had the Dinobots in it, unless they got the actor who did.
They'd have to do it right.
Yeah, it would have to be the guy who plays Grimlock's voice. Grimlock.
Grimlock here to save universe.
Oh, I think that's from...
I had this one on VHS.
That is... Season 3. Yeah, unfortunately, I actually do own every episode of Transformers on DVD.
Grimlock know how to bash brains. Maybe bash yours.
But yeah, I must admit, it would be quite cool. Devastator.
Me, Grimlock, love challenge.
I was watching this yesterday. The Transformers movie.
Dinobots transform.
Transformers! Sorry, we just got engrossed in watching the Transformers movie, which is quite cool.
Oh, this is a good bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or get the Dinobots in the shuttle.
I'm trying to get them into the shuttle, Ultramagnus, because I know he can't launch the shuttle until I get them into the shuttle, but I can't seem to get them into the shuttle because they're impossible.
Okay, forget it. Cop, Hot Rod, you guys get the Dinobots aboard and get out of here.
But, yeah, I must admit.
Grimlock love Cubs war stories.
Oh, it's the Petro Rabbit.
Engage the boosters for Cybertron's sake.
Tell Grimlock about Petro Rabbits again.
I'll give you Petro Rabbits.
Get your Nugent out of the way.
And the Petro. This reminds me of the. Get Noodle out of my face.
Get your Noodle out of my face.
Love Cubs.
Transformers cartoon movie was absolutely amazing. I did like that. I had to watch the because I've got the live action movie on HD DVD, so I had to watch that and then watch the cartoon one while I was eating my lunch before I went to the cinema.
Yeah, so Transformers 2, what? Other than the Grimlock stuff,
it's
Grimlock.
It's a roller coaster ride. It literally, first 3 minutes just kind of set the scene, and then pow, you're into the action straight away.
Oh, it's one of those films, isn't it?
It feels like you're getting so much. It feels really long, the film, but it's not. It feels like you're getting so much good stuff instead of it before, where it's kind of like, ooh, good bit. And then, oh, we're going to watch the humans, and it's boring. Someone said a joke. Oh, army people. Oh, an army helicopter. We're watching the army helicopter, and it's landing, and they're talking, and it's landing, and then this guy's talking to his wife, and it's boring. Oh, Transformers turned up. Cool, we're getting to the good bit. It wasn't like the first one with the fact that it was just the fact that...
Baxter says, dude, shut up. No one wants to hear about Transformers.
Don't make me kill you.
What about Transformers game?
That's what I was getting to. With the amount of Transformers that are actually in this film, because the Transformer count is really big compared to the first film, I'm hoping that someone has actually got the rights for the game. Now, I know that there is a game that's come out, but I remember seeing it on PlayStation Portable. I didn't see it come out onto anything else.
Oh, dear.
Let's have a look. It didn't catch my eye as much, because film games always bad. I must admit, the first one wasn't that great.
No, the first one was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Always put Transformers wrong.
It's got the correct one below.
Oh, that's clever.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. Ah, yeah, it's released on the 26th of this month.
On Friday. Have you like seen anything on it?
No, I.
When did you know it existed?
It's completely slipped under the radar. Let's click on one of the buttons. I want to see what the pictures look like. Show me pictures. Oh, you click on the PC one, don't you? There you go. Click on the pictures.
I've got an email. Hang on.
Oh. Is it Gamercast related?
No.
Spam?
No. Comment on my blog. Ooh. Yeah, the screenshots aren't doing a lot for me. It's just like screenshots of like one dude at a time.
Yeah.
Actually looks quite a lot like the first one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to play a demo. I'd like to see a demo actually come out for it for me to have a go on to see if it's any good. But
Black and White 2 Collector's Edition, $14.99.
I haven't played Black and White in ages.
This is with the expansion pack, which nobody bought.
Yeah, and do you know why no one bought it? Because when the expansion pack came out, you could not find Black and White 2 for love nor money. You could not get the game. All you could buy was the expansion pack. Which was pointless, because what's the point of having
it? See, if it just had a skirmish mode, at least you could play it again. It doesn't even have that.
Yeah. It's one thing that I didn't like about it.
Anyways,
I would recommend Transformers 2. It would be my recommendation.
You're recommending the film, not the game.
The film, not the game. It's definitely worth going seeing.
Game's out on Friday, but trouble is, Fight Night's out on Friday.
Yep, you're going to be getting that.
I reckon my dad will probably get it.
He likes Fight Night, doesn't he?
Yeah, we heard him playing it the other day, didn't we?
Mm. You any good at it?
No.
But at least he enjoys it. That's the main thing. He enjoys playing it. But, yeah, we're still trying to get ourselves sorted, ready for Paul's big move. We're looking at putting segments into the show.
Wish says UFC is really good.
Yeah, a couple of my mates at work have got UFC and they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
fight properly.
It's wrestling as far as I'm concerned. It's real wrestling.
It's not wrestling! Yes, it is. It's like doing the same thing.
As far as the game's concerned, it is too much like real wrestling. If you wanted to do UFC properly, it would have to be more like a proper beat-em-up instead of that style of gameplay that you have for, Yeah, for that type of thing. I prefer something that's got a lot more button combinations for doing martial arts and stuff. I like playing Tekken and stuff.
What about the new tennis games? Have you played either of those?
No. I must admit, I never was into the tennis. I didn't mind playing them. I don't mind. Like, I played virtual tennis with Mark on his Xbox at his flat, and I kind of liked that. But I played it with Craig, but
it's not worth 40 quid.
No, I don't. Like when it first came out on Dreamcast, you know, it's all the rage, but it just wasn't. It's just like, it's tennis. It just reminds me of being at school firing tennis balls out of the court because I couldn't play. I can't play tennis to save my life. I've never been able to play. So, no, it's not a game that actually. I think the only sports games I actually like are the skateboarding ones, the snowboarding ones, and ice hockey. Bar that, none of them really. Motorsports, yeah. I do like MotoGP's ones. I've never owned one. I just always used to play them at work when we had MotoGP.
Yeah, the, not the Capcom ones, which are terrible, but the Climax Motorsport ones are really good.
Yeah. And also my jump between arcade racing games like Project Gotham to sim ones like Forza.
Not long till Forza Motorsport 3.
Yeah, and also
Halo ODST.
People who did Blizzard, who did
PGR.
They've got a new one coming out as well, so I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, what's that called?
I can't remember. Bring up their website.
It's Bizarre.
Bizarre, because it looks like they put Project Gotham to bed, because after the fourth one, it's not really... I don't think it took off as well as that one. But fair enough, it had to compete with...
Blur.
That's it, Blur. So, yeah.
Activision will be publishing this.
Yeah. Not seen major.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be like a PGR 5. They're going to do something completely different.
Yeah. But myself, I'm looking forward to Forza. Forza is.
Yeah. Well, the Forza team will be doing the next PGR. Ooh, Geometry Wars.
PGR.
Yeah. Turn 10 or whatever they're called, who do Forza Motorsport, will be doing PGR as well.
So they'll be doing the motorbikes.
Well, PGR has motorbikes in it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Project Gotham?
Yeah, PGR.
Sorry, I didn't really get the acronym.
The brain didn't.
No, brain didn't click with the acronyms. So, Bizarre are giving up Project Gotham.
Well, Project Gotham's always been a Microsoft thing.
Ah.
So maybe they're taking a break from it because they just want to do something different for a bit.
And Microsoft own Project Gotham as a title and they're giving it over to another company to say, have a go.
Well, Turn 10 or whatever they're called is Microsoft's internal studio.
That'll be good because it means it's Project...
I don't know.
Project Gotham made by the people who do Forza, and Forza was always better.
I don't know about that, dude. They're different. I mean,
they are different. But that's what I'm saying is,
I doubt any racing game will ever top PGR 2. That was fantastic.
I was more of a fan of number 3 myself.
Oh, number 3 was weak. Number 3 was too much like number 1.
Yeah, but I must admit, I really did like it. It was the environments, it just looked crisp, especially new on the Xbox 360. It really held together strong. The graphics were really good, the cars looked really nice, it handled really well. And I must admit, Forza Motorsports 2 was absolutely lush. Now, to add what they've done with Forza and actually just strip away some of the sim abilities and go more arcadey, I think will be absolutely amazing.
What? No. They must do it the proper way.
You want it a sim Project Gotham. Because at the end of the day, it would just be Forza Motorsports with Project Gotham racing stamped on it.
Well, not so much in that it's trying to be like a sim, but, you know, much more...
Because Forza...
PGR with much more realistic handling, I think would be quite good.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not knocking the realistic handling, but, like, the sim stuff that they put in...
But then I also don't mind the arcade angle on it. But then PGR has never been as arcadey as, like, Need for Speed or something.
Oh, no, I'm not on about that arcade. I think it was a great balance. It was realism with the feeling of being able to drive a Ferrari Enzo really fast.
What I do hope...
And power slide it around a corner.
What I do hope Turn 10 are able to do is get rid of the stupid class ratings for multiplayer. Multiplayer, because, you know, you've got your class A, B, C, D, E, whatever. Everyone just picks the fastest car in whatever class.
Mm.
You know, at least in Forza, you've got, like, actual performance ratings of how a car's broken down with, like, speed and maneuverability. Yeah. And that determines the sort of...
Because of that realism's being shoved in there a lot more. If they are doing it, I do hope that the customization for the cars is jumped across into PGR.
That would be nice. But then if the trouble, I don't think Bizarre have ever been particularly good at doing that. So if Bizarre picked it up again for PGR 6, what would they do? Yeah. We could lose all those features.
Yeah.
And that will upset a lot of people if they ever take it up again.
Yeah.
Because it was Bizarre who did Metropolis Street Racer.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, PGR 0.
Myself, I'm just looking forward to Forza 3. The video that they've got on Xbox Live that's out at the moment. It looks
Have they got a decent video, not this stupid one with the cars, like, you know, spinning around and stuff?
I don't think there were any cars spinning around. It was an interview with a few people from it, and the way that they were talking about the mechanics have actually been designed to actually work like a real car. The game itself, the engine they're using, is so close to what they use for the virtual reality testing on motorsports cars anyway. It's very close to what they're actually using in industry standard. So
time will tell.
Yeah, I think
it's
going to be good. It's not going to be one of these ones where you're going to be power sliding around a corner unless it's a car you can power slide and you know how to power slide for real.
Dude, I think I could power slide my Mini, right?
But yeah, I must admit, I'm looking forward to it. It got you into that element of being like myself, who was, you know, a fan of PGR, and then moving into the point of real racing, where you were having to have your proper racing lines, because you could get away with not having a racing line in PGR, but it was always useful. You had to...
Not if you were playing on the more proper difficult levels. You had to have it spot on. The car could not be so much as an inch out.
But when, you know, we were all racing, me, you, and...
Rudis.
Yeah, racing round, and then as soon as I start talking, I scream because I was so busy paying attention to what I was saying.
You crashed into a wall.
Yeah. But even doing that and racing around with, like, Stu...
You're dead, Adam.
Yeah.
You're dead. You crash your car at 200 kilometers per hour into a wall. You're dead. The car is trashed.
Dude, you just trashed your Ferrari. It's not mine.
It's not mine. I nicked it from some dude.
I haven't watched The Rock in ages. Yeah, I must admit. And I'd like to apologize to a guy called Mike, who might be listening to this show, because he keeps saying that I do mention, I start every conversation with, I must admit. And I do it all the time, and now he said it, I'm getting really, really aware.
You're noticing it now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when I used to say, back where I came from, or keep your feet on the ground. You know, sometimes we just have a catchphrase.
Yeah.
If mine are all stolen from World of Warcraft.
I am excited about Forza 3. I miss having the whole cars and doing them up how I wanted. And to be honest, I put so much time and effort into Forza 2, I could not be bothered to go back and redo everything once I lost all my game saves because I got my Xbox nicked. So one thing I will be doing is if I do...
We'll all play Forza Motorsport 3.
And I will back up all of my cars onto my memory card.
But hey, right, that's pretty much it for this episode.
Yep.
Are we available next week?
We are available next week.
Okay, we'll be back next week, 6:30, UK time. We'll be doing it live at gamercast.net/live. You can send us feedback.
We may have a go at the remote version.
Yeah, we may, but we may not.
Depends how we feel. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll have it for when we get
back.
Do it
when I can be bothered.
Yeah.
When I don't want to think, oh, shit, this isn't working. Now, that isn't working. Adam, just get your backside up here. Feedback at gamercast.net. Leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. Review us, spam your friends at links to us, whatever. Oh, hey Baxter and hey Wiss for joining us live this week.
Yeah, thanks for coming into the chat room. I'm still getting used to this whole chat room thing.
I don't like this chat room. I don't like seeing myself either, because I like see myself there and I see myself here because we've got two cameras and I don't like it. Yes, right. So we'll be back next week with episode 162, and maybe I will review Fight Night.
Yes.
But then again, maybe I won't.
Maybe if you do review it, we could run one camera on us, and we'll have this camera over here, and you can bring the Xbox up.
Oh,
and we'll
that
actually
involves work.
There you go. That's a podcast. Do some work. Everybody email Paul to make sure that if he does get Fight Night, that he'll actually put some effort in and bring the Xbox upstairs.
CS1 no, we don't have enough plugs. Don't look down there. We don't have enough plugs.
That's why you need a second Xbox.
No, don't have enough plugs.
Just have a second Xbox and have it in the wardrobe.
Alrighty, we'll be back next week.
See you guys later.